Man, you guys are so cool. I'm just so grateful. You guys can say thank you when I call you cool. You guys are cool. Yeah, you're welcome. How great is this for us to be together in this place singing those songs? That we know that our debt is paid because of his cross. Our sins are washed away. What a glorious just kind of freedom and truth that is, that we can get together and sing to praise God, but also remind each other of those truths. You get to come here every week and remind your friends and be reminded by them of the best truth that exists in this world. That's phenomenal. That's so great. And it's just wonderful for me to get to spend this time with each of you guys this week. I'm always encouraged. Bring your friends so they don't miss out on something like this. I don't know many places besides summer camps where you can get together with this many people that are in your age group and see people and be around people that are authentically pursuing God and worshiping him the way you guys do. And I think that would encourage your peers if you brought them here to see the example of everyone in this room. It's just a great thing. Now, moving on, you know, I told you there's going to be highs and lows of the school year. Every school year that I entered into had that. You had highs and you had lows. But I always tried to start off the year with a high by going out and getting a brand new set of clothes, a brand new outfit for the first day of school. Now, some of you guys have to wear uniforms. Who wears a uniform? Oh my gosh, losers. Just kidding. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say it out loud, but I think it. Anyways, how many people don't have to wear a uniform? Okay, good. Now, out of those people that are really excited, how many people, be honest, how many people have a new outfit or a new article of clothing to wear on the first day of school? Anybody? Yes. How many people got a new uniform? Yeah. Still losers. But, you know, every year when I was a kid, I'd always get a new pair of shoes for the first day of school, usually step in mud about recess. I'd get a new pair of shorts or you know, new jeans or something and a new shirt. And I brought some of my favorite pictures from my first day of school. This is my first day of kindergarten here with my sister. Are you saying, oh, because you're sad at how fat my sister was? Or, I'm sorry. I wish she was here because she's about to explode, her face. You know what was really mean is that my sister was a little pudgy when she was a kid. Now she's just a tiny bit pudgier, but no, I'm just kidding. She's not. When she was a kid, she was a little pudgy. She's not bad in that picture, but it was just cruel. This year, my mom dressed her up for Halloween as an aerobic dancer. And I was like, what kind of message are you sending that kid? But that's me. Look at how cool my Nike shoes are. Like, I wish I could find those again today. And then I've got my plaid shirt and my backpack, and I'm ready to go. Now, this is when I get even cooler in fourth grade, getting on the bus. Check out my first day of fourth grade. Oh, yeah. Ready to rock. My matching shirt tucked into my red pants. Got my high tops. Those, I think, might be Reebok pumps. They may be, I think they may be Nike, like, flights or something. But you wear them loose at the top, you know, it's just part of the style. And, of course, those glasses, still in style today, actually. I have those glasses. I should have brought them down here. They're up in my office. But I always thought my bus driver's name was Wayne, which was weird. I'd be like, hey, Wayne, it's that lady in a muumuu. And she's like, it's still not Wayne. But that's me on the first day of school. And, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma. We didn't have this tax-free weekend that you guys have this weekend. Did anybody go to the mall this weekend and celebrate tax-free? Raise them. I was there. There was a model search. They tried to get me. I said no. And I showed them David Marvin's picture in his white pants. I always keep it in my wallet, folded up. That'd be weird. But I went shopping for tax-free weekend. Even though I don't go to school, I just decided, I'm like, you know what? I need wardrobe renewal. I need to refresh the Peniel wardrobe. And so I took Allie and I found, it's magical when you find money. Have you ever found money you didn't know you had? I found this little pouch and I was like, what's this little pouch? And I opened it up. There was $200 in it. It was from my birthday. My grandparents and my parents and some other family members, they always ask me what I want for my birthday. I'm like, just give me money. And so I had all this money like stashed away in this pouch. I found it. So I told Allie, I said, Allie, we're taking the boys. We're going to the mall. It's tax-free weekend. I'm going to see how many clothes I can get for $200. And that's what I have right here, is all the clothes that I got for tax-free weekend. And so I think you guys are going to be impressed at how good of a shopper I am, because I got quite a bit of stuff. Now, tell me if you shop at any of these stores. Anybody ever go to Urban Outfitters? All right? Urban Outfitters, I'm just going to show you some of the things that I got to refresh my wardrobe. I got this little gray button-up. Anybody want it? For real, I'm not going to. Just kidding. Okay. Nice try. Also at Urban, I like their just plain t-shirts, so I got a couple more of those. I already have like 50. But so I've got three items so far, all right? And this is all under $200 price tag. Then I went to PacSun. Anybody ever shop at PacSun? Okay. They have jeans. Sometimes it's 2 for $50. Sometimes it's buy one, get one half off. Best deal on jeans in the world. I got two pairs of jeans. They're the exact same jeans and same size and everything. Pretty boring. But I got two pairs of jeans. So three shirts, two pairs of jeans. Then I went to Aeropostale. Yeah, Aeropostale, whatever. I like Aeropostale. Aeropostale. And I got... It's not my favorite store, but this everything was half price, and so I got this shirt. It's another plaid one. Allie began to make fun of me for a trend of getting plaid shirts, so that was two. So now that's four shirts, two pairs of jeans. Then I went to the Gap, all right? At the Gap, I got this really cool plaid shirt. It's another one. It was on sale, and I was really excited about that. Then Allie was really, really dogging on me. She's like, babe, you're getting the same shirts that you have at home. I was like, no, I'm not. She's like, yes, you are. You're buying the exact same thing. So I agreed to her. I said, every shirt I buy, I will get rid of. Okay? So then I bought some of these. So keep track. How many do I have? Four shirts, two jeans. So then I brought these shirts. You tell me if these look anything like the shirts I was buying. Okay? Yes. Okay. But those ones are new, and these are old. So I will give these away. Anybody about my size? A plaid shirt? About my size. Stand up. Stand up. Let me see you. You're close. This is kind of small. You want it? You like plaid shirts? Okay, there you go. You're too small. No. Come on. Who's about my size? Yeah, you are. You want that blue one? There you go. All right, I've got these. All right, Baldwin gets this one. That's for Baldwin. Who else is about my size? Yeah, right there. Hat. Guy in the hat. There you go. All right. So I told her I'd get rid of shirts. And then I got more at Banana Republic. I got, this one's really cool. She got mad at me because it's linen and it's supposed to only be worn in the summer, but I'm going to wear it all winter. I don't care. It's another plaid one. So that's five shirts, two pairs of jeans.
Six shirts.
Six, right, because there's two t-shirts. Okay, good math. Six shirts, two pairs of jeans. And then I got this one. This one may be going back to the store because I got it out and Allie was like, it's pink. And I was like, exactly. So I'm going to try it on real quick, let you guys vote, okay? Now, here's a little known fact. Every time I try on a shirt, I look in the mirror. I try to look as natural as possible, so I scratch my head. Does it look? Okay, let's vote. Who says keep it? Who says take it back? I'm keeping it! Yes. I'm going to wear it right now. It's my new pink shirt. It's kind of red, but there's some pink in it. Don't steal my thunder. And so this is for later. I'm just going to set this over here. We'll leave it there. So this is these are all my new clothes for my new wardrobe. And then I got rid of some. I renewed it. I guess I need to get rid of more since, what is this, seven now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got seven shirts, two pairs of jeans, all under $200. Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
No? I could have done better? This was like $14. This girl's like, sucker. So this is my new wardrobe. And I gotta tell you, I don't know if you guys know the feeling. Several of you said, yeah, I got a new uniform. I got new clothes. But it just is, it's a little self-esteem boost to get some new clothes. You just feel better about yourself when you renew your wardrobe and you got something fresh on, you got something pink on, everybody's voting for you to keep it, you're looking like David Marvin, you're feeling good. All right, if I was to look like D-Marv, I'd have two more buttons undone and no undershirt, but that's a different story. But, you know, I was just feeling great about my new wardrobe. I really was. And then, you know what I started thinking? And this is where I kind of want to go this morning, and I want to get you guys thinking about. I started thinking it's great to renew your wardrobe. I mean, it really is. But you know what's even better is to kind of renew your soul or renew your heart. And so it's okay to get new clothes. I mean, I just bought a huge stash of new clothes. I'm excited about wearing them at Wake. You can, if you recognize it, you can say, hey, you got that tax-free weekend. I go, hey, I know. Isn't that cool? Because we connected on that. And then we have something to talk about besides Bieber fever. But, you know, renewing your wardrobe is great, but renewing your heart is so much better. And when I think about it, there's a lot of times when I just go through life, and if I really stop, I realize that my heart has kind of grown stale, or maybe another word is numb, or maybe another word is hard, or lazy, or tired, or weary of this pursuit of Christ, or this relationship with God, or maybe I've just ignored my heart altogether and just gone about my life. And everyone, at some point, you included, not just me, but everyone could use some heart renewal. All right, wardrobe renewal is fun, and everyone needs that. You're going to outgrow your clothes, right? You're in a stage of life where you're growing. Everyone uses wardrobe renewal, but as you guys grow, hopefully, as your hearts grow and your spirit expands and you learn more about the Lord, you need some heart renewal also. And so that's this morning's message. That's just the basic kind of principle, is that everyone could use some heart renewal. Every one of us could use some heart renewal. All right, and here's the good news about that. And Cheryl, I think you've got that to put up on the screen, and we can keep going. But everyone could use some heart renewal, and here's what's great. You know, let me just touch on a few things with you for a second from my life, and you see if you connect on any of them. Here's how I know if I could use some heart renewal. If all of a sudden I notice that I'm having impure thoughts, or I'm looking at people lustfully, or I'm greedy. You know, I'm just greedy, and I want to get more clothes than what I just bought with my secret stash of birthday money. You know, if I get greedy, if I get angry at people real easily with my family or with my friends, if I find myself hating someone else or gossiping about them or slandering their name or just telling stories about others, if I find myself being afraid of the future or what's next, if I find myself, you know, using, you know, inappropriate language or inappropriate jokes, if I'm telling little lies, I start to notice, man, I need some heart renewal. If I'm missing things like purity and compassion for others and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and forgiveness for my brothers, I realize I need some heart renewal. And here's the great message of hope for you guys this morning, is that God, the God that we just sang about and the God that we read the Bible, that wrote this Bible that we always try to look at in here, God is in the business. Okay, his whole business, God's whole operation, God's whole reason for existence, when it comes to you and me, is he's in the business of heart renewal. And as you go into this school year, I want you to have that thought in your mind, is that I could use some heart renewal to start this year off right. And I know a God who is in the business of heart renewal. And I just want to show you a couple of scriptures that constantly encourage me, and I want them to encourage you this morning. So look at the screen and just read with me, not out loud, but just follow along. Psalm 51:10, and the rest of Psalm 51 is great. But verse 10 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Now, I would be ignorant if I didn't think that there were some of you in this room that this weekend had impure thoughts in your mind, or that you looked at something that was impure, or you wanted something that was impure. Some of you guys, last night, there's probably a guy in this room that looked at something on their computer that was impure, and their heart is feeling impure right now. You're in need of some heart renewal, and God is in the business of heart renewal. He can create in you a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit, one that's not easily tempted or succumbs to temptation. He can renew a steadfast spirit within you. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not go faint. Some of you guys went to camp this summer. You went to Pine Cove. You went to Sky Ranch. You went to Kanakuk. And you were anything but spiritually tired when you were at camp. You were spiritually on fire. You were spiritually sprinting towards the Lord. Well, guess what? A couple weeks has gone by. A month has gone by since you've been at camp. You're getting ready to start school. You're having to get school supplies. You're getting busy. You're getting your schedule. You're getting your teachers. And all of a sudden, spiritually, you're weary. And you're tired. Even youths grow tired and weary. And young men, you stumble and fall. Maybe you've messed up, you've blown it, you've talked bad about somebody, you've hurt someone's feelings, you've looked at something, you've thought something, you've done something, whatever it is, you stumble and fall. But if you put your hope in this God, who I tell you is in the business of heart renewal, he will renew your strength. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. You see, God is in that business every day, and he wants to renew your heart every day. And lastly, this is a verse we looked at earlier, 2 Corinthians 5:17, says that if anyone's in Christ, that you are a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. And so there's that verse is the same yesterday as it was today. And today it's just a matter of whether or not you're going to believe that and accept that truth, and accept and receive the newness of heart, the heart renewal that God is offering you. And so here's how you can put this kind of idea into action. All right, you may just be sitting there going, you know what, maybe it's a huge deal, maybe it's just a little deal, but everyone could use some heart renewal. And if you're clicking with me on that, if you're following me and you're going, okay, yeah, I agree, I could use some heart renewal. You know what? I haven't been spending time in God's word. You know, I haven't been telling other people about Christ. I've been walking away from God. All right? I wasn't excited about coming here this morning to worship or to hear God's word. I was excited about coming here this morning for donuts and ping pong. I could use some heart renewal. If you're following me on that, and if you agree with me and believe that God is in the business of heart renewal, redeeming lives and changing lives, then here's what you can do. Here's your application. When I was at the Urban Outfitters, it was very nice of them. When I checked out and I bought my things, they said, hey, here's a coupon for 10% off if you make a purchase online. And they put it in my bag. And I was like, gee, thanks. That was really nice. Now I can renew my wardrobe more for a lower price. And so I took my little coupon home. And as I was thinking about this idea of heart renewal, right, I thought, you know what? I wish I had a coupon that said, hey, make it 10% easier to pursue the Lord and to find a way to renew my heart. Because, you know, there's so many distractions and we're so busy. Sometimes it's hard, right? It's hard to just sit down and go, man, I'm in need of heart renewal. God, what can you do for me? So I've made some coupons for you guys, and I'm going to put them up here on stage. And when you leave, if you want one, you can come get it. But here's your application when it comes to heart renewal. So I'll spread these out in a second. I'll put some over here, put some over there, put some here, and grab them later. But it's this little thing that says, I'm awake. And I want to tell you what this means, because this is our theme for the next 2 weeks. I already kind of explained it, but let's review quickly what awake is. All right, awake is, and so I want you to ask the question, are you awake? Awake is the consequence of an event. Awake is a person whose heart has been renewed. And so I want to challenge you to ask yourself that question, am I awake? Have I been renewed? Is my heart being renewed? All right, and 2 Corinthians 5:17 is that verse. And so here's what I want to do with this coupon, is this is an I'm awake coupon, and on the back, it's got your 10% off. It's getting you started, all right? You could open up anywhere in the Bible and read it and say, God, how do you want to renew my heart? But I'm going to give you a passage in Colossians 3. And if you go to your small group this week, if you're in 7th or 8th grade, 6th graders, you'll be getting in one in the next few weeks. If you're in 7th or 8th grade, this is the passage that you're going to study. And so Colossians 1 through 17 has a list of things that it says to put off, and then a list of things that it says to put on. And so I want you to read this passage and take a piece of paper. If you have a journal, open that up. If not, just get any piece of paper. It doesn't matter. And try to make a list of old clothes. What are the things you need to just get rid of? Like, I just got rid of 3 shirts. What are the things in your life that need renewal and you need to get rid of? And then make a list of the new clothes that are listed there. And then specifically think about your own life. What do I need to stop wearing and what do I need to put on? And I want you to do this today or tonight. I want you to be prepared going into this next school year. I want your heart to be renewed, because guess what? This isn't just about you and your heart. You're going to walk into a school, I don't care if it's a Christian school or a public school, and you have the opportunity to be a light and to be an example and to be awake. To be awake in your school. Something that is moving, that is a consequence of an event. It is evidence that God has passed through your life, and you can draw others in to be awake themselves. Or you can just be still and stagnant, unmoved, unaffected, with no evidence of God passing through your life. And your peers need this. They need this. If you went to Connection with us this summer, you are one of the people that knows that you are not alone if you think 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is hard, if you think life is hard. There was evidence that people need a wake in their lives. That people need someone as a light saying, look at the consequence, the event of God passing through my life, and he can do it in your life too. Because we just got real at Connection, right? And we realized everyone in the room was suffering and had pain and confusion and was going through hard times, and we all needed heart renewal through Christ. And so whether or not you see that in people around you, all right, it's there, and they need you to be awake. So take this coupon when you leave, all right? Go home and read Colossians 3, 1 through 17, and make your lists and see how God wants to renew your heart to start off this school year. Let me pray, and then I have a couple announcements I want to fill everybody in on. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you that it is true, and I thank you that you remind me of it every day when I read it and meditate on it. And I pray that others in this room, the students and leaders, would read and meditate on your word. And when they go shopping, they would enjoy renewing their wardrobe, but that they would think about how much more important it is to clothe their hearts in things of you. And as they get rid of clothes and send them to Goodwill or give them to friends, they would think about the things that they need to get rid of in their hearts. So Lord, would you renew our hearts? Help us to be consequences of the event of knowing you and to be lights in our community. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.